Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. My name is Casey Carollo. This is episode 26. With me, as always, is Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how are we doing today?
What's happening, Case? How's it going?
Doing very, very well, Bennett. Today's guest, as usual, Patrick Aloisio. Welcome back, sir.
What's up, guys? It's good to be back.
It certainly is. It certainly is, gentlemen. I guess we should just really hop right in today. So you both ready for the question?
Ready. Feeling good.
Let's do it.
Love to hear that. All right. Well, here is the question, a classic would you rather, similar to every other one we've ever done. Would you rather be able to control traffic anywhere you go, so any trip you take, anywhere you are in the world, and certainly where you mainly reside and live and you know, work? Or would you rather be able to control the weather? Obviously, where you are, where you reside, where you work, live, but also anywhere you go, anywhere you travel to. You can basically have perfect weather, or if you want to ruin someone's day, you can make it, you know, thunderstorm, however you feel. For the sake of this question, we will let you all know that, you know, we're basically all from Boston. Pat's from Chicago. But for the sake of the question, since there are similar climates, let's just assume we're all living in Boston. You know, everybody pretty much knows the climate in Boston, not terrific. So we'll use that as the basis. Are there any other clarifying questions needed?
Negative.
I think we're good.
All right. Yeah, I'm definitely going to control traffic. No doubt about it.
I mean, it's the obvious choice.
It really is.
I'm genuinely curious to hear what you guys are thinking on this one, because I would way, way rather control the weather.
Okay.
Like, Pat, I am genuinely curious.
Yeah. Pat, do you want to lead this one off or shall I?
I can lead it unless you have something you really want to say.
You know, I have a good comment, but it can wait. So why don't you go first?
We'll save it for later, I guess.
We'll save it. Yeah, put that in our holster.
So what I'm thinking is that if you're living in a place that's not like terrible weather, like fucking Antarctica or like Upper Canada or something like that, or Seattle, which is where it's just raining all the time,
yep.
Like, the weather is going to be pretty good, and it's not even the worst thing in the world to have like an occasional rainy day or like experience winter. Like, sometimes there's fun stuff to do, like skiing or whatever. Like, that's all cool. But my view is that traffic is literally always shitty, and there's no like, there's no bright side. Like, you know what? Today I'm feeling like getting in a big traffic jam or something. Like, that literally never happens.
Pat, can I jump in here?
And just to eliminate that would be great. And that's like my biggest thing, I would say.
Okay. With all due respect, that argument is fully invalid. And why? I'll tell you why. You just named Antarctica, Upper Canada, and then Seattle, and said, other than that, the weather's going to be pretty good. That's not how it works. It's not that simple. There's so much more variation in all parts of the world day to day, where you can't name the three most extreme places on Earth in terms of climate and then say the rest of it is going to be pretty good. That's insane. I would argue that so many of your days throughout your lifetime have been massively, massively affected by the weather. Whether it was a kid, as you were a kid, you had a game that day, it got, you know, rained out, just having like horrid, you know, frozen days in Chicago or Boston or wherever, slick roads, whatever it might be. Your life has been affected more by the weather day to day, and the weather is way more severe and constantly changing than you've laid it out to be.
I'm not denying that it's affected me. Like, obviously it has. Like, even today, it was literally ice rain in Chicago, which fucking sucked. But
yeah.
But the point is, though, is
literally
that, like,
fucking sucked. Ice rain hurling into your eyes.
I know. I just said that. But so the thing is, though, is, like, for example, in Chicago, from mid-April to October, there's literally no bad, like, weather day. Like, obviously, it's going to rain sometimes, but it's still, like, not bad. Whereas traffic is literally always bad, and it sucks. And I would love to go, like, my lifetime without having to experience it.
Yeah, piggybacking on Pat's point, my thing really comes down to time. I can't even begin to add up the amount of time I've sat in a car in traffic in my life. Honestly, it must be like weeks and weeks or months of time at this point added up.
So,
like,
much.
And a disgusting amount of time that I don't even want to know what that amount of time is. And it will continue to happen for the rest of my life because it's only going to keep getting worse. And the funny thing I think about this argument, especially Bennett picking weather, is – here's what you do if you don't like the weather where you live. You move to somewhere where weather is better. That's what people do.
They're
the
like, fact
I don't
that
like the, I don't
it,
like
listen,
the weather.
It
I'll
is,
go to LA or Miami or anywhere in Florida or whatever. They'll deal with a hurricane if they're on the coast, but don't go to the coast if that's the case. If you want to live in any of those places, you deal with no like problems with weather basically and a ton of traffic.
Okay, yeah, you deal with those first of all, it's absolutely not like you have the option to get up and move, but if you're from Boston and like your whole life is there, one, you're used to the seasons. So you're right, you do just deal with it. Unless you can control the weather, and now you're dealing with it however the fuck you so choose. And on top of that, I'll say that I love all of the seasons in New England. I absolutely love them all, which is even more reason I'd want to control the weather. Whatever I was feeling that day, it would just happen literally in the blink of an eye wherever I was. And like, people don't decide where they live strictly based on climate. That absolutely is untrue. So you don't just uproot your life and move if it's not sunny all the time. It's just not that simple. You have the option, but in reality, that isn't how it works. So if I could stay put where I am, which is where I want to be in this area of the world or whatever, and be able to constantly control the weather, then to me, it's just a no-brainer. The other thing I'll say is that I think I would choose weather no matter what, because although traffic is fucking infuriating, how bad is the traffic that you're in now every day? I don't even have a car. I live in the city. So I am like at all costs trying to avoid any situation where I have to spend an hour or an hour and a half or whatever it might be in traffic every day going to work or whatever. I'm just curious how bad your commutes are.
Dude, like, you literally just proved our point. You said you don't have a car because you don't traffic. And
no, that isn't why. It's not because I don't want to deal with traffic. It's because I don't need a car. And there are many more reasons than not having to deal with traffic. Like, literally, that's never even occurred to me. Traffic is unavoidable. And I just said I would choose weather no matter what. So if by me saying traffic sucks, it's proving your point, then, like, no, it isn't.
Dude, you literally just described how you would have to spend an hour or two in traffic, and that was part of your reasoning for not having a car. But you're clearly picking to live in the Boston climate. So you're literally picking in real life what me and Casey are arguing. But in this fictional scenario, you're arguing for the opposite. But even going back to your earlier point where you said people don't move for the weather, My parents are literally in the process of moving to
Florida. And how long have they lived in Chicago?
Their whole lives. What okay, are you talking about?
There you
about?
Go. So however many years later, they're leaving. Pat, hold on for a second. I never said that people don't move because of weather. That's not what I said. Hold on, Pat. People absolutely do that. I'm saying it's not as simple as, hey, I don't like freezing rain. I'm going to up and leave. That was my point. But you still the option.
We understand your point. You did say that, we understand why you said that. Or at least I understand why you said that. But here's the thing about that, is that people literally do, whatever age it is, regardless of how long they've lived where they live, they will eventually say, as I probably will one day, this weather sucks, I'm leaving. The one thing that they don't do is say, this traffic sucks, I'm going to go move to, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, where there's no traffic and it's decent weather.
That isn't
no
true
one
at
does
all,
that.
Dude. That's not true.
It's extremely true. You can't go anywhere to avoid traffic. That's a good place to live. Everywhere everyone wants to live, there's a ton of traffic. And
right,
they
but
go
people
to those places
make,
because
people
it's great
make
weather.
Decisions. People make life decisions based on having to avoid things like that. Whether it's where you – first of all, that's like part of the reason that people wouldn't want to live in hugely populated cities is because they want to avoid all that shit. So there are tons of people throughout the world that are actively choosing a lifestyle or a location based on reasons such as that. Not that
I
alone.
Would argue the people living in those places you're talking about are not actively choosing anything. Most people that choose a place to live typically pick the cities, which is further proven by the amount of population in all of those cities.
But that doesn't mean that the people living elsewhere aren't choosing to be there. So I would definitely argue that, although I do agree with, yeah, most people who go into the city, you know, that's usually an active choice, as is the case, like, whenever you move somewhere. I feel like we're getting a little off track here. I mean...
But my point is this, like, we're saving, literally months of our life back in terms of time mm-hmm. that we can put towards other things.
See, the problem with that argument is that, like, if you take any... Listen, I admit traffic is fucking horrible. And I wasn't... Like, part of my decision is, oh, I don't have a car. This is an easy one. But I'm telling you, like, Casey, your commute right now isn't horrible. You take the subway. So I get that.
Right, but my commute right now, but this is the fourth job I've had of different jobs, and this is one of the first ones where I've gotten to take the subway as opposed to drive. Listen, here's all that matters to me. Ready? The people who live in Boston and deal with the weather, mm-hmm. who commute to work, 100% of those people would rather control the traffic. Guaranteed, no doubt about
it. Okay, but we're talking about, first of all, all right, well, we're talking about like a very specific population, which is fine because that's where we are. But when you're talking about whether or not people would want to control, and first of all, here's the other thing. I don't agree with that. Like, not everyone who lives, dude, part of the reason traffic gets so fucking horrible is because of the weather. Like, if it's rainy, if it's snowy, if it's horrible outside, forget about it. Like, forget about it. That's literally probably the number one reason as to why you're going to have, like,
yeah, but
majority of accidents, horrible traffic, is all, like, weather related. So that
sense. That doesn't make a single lick of sense, because guess what? It could be the worst hailstorm on record in Boston ever. Mm-hmm. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say no one's on the road except me. That's what I get to do when there's no traffic. You don't get to do that.
No, and I don't, so because I'm choosing to never deal with a hailstorm again in my life, which is the other thing.
Like, but there'll still be traffic. That doesn't help the traffic people, which is why every single one of them would pick this side.
I've only seen like one hailstorm in my life. Anyways.
Well, come to Boston. You'll see more.
Dude, the point is like, here's a good example.
I'm not denying that every person... Like, first of all, you're talking about people. I don't know how bad of like every commuter doesn't have a horrible, horrible commute. Like, I don't know who specifically you're talking about. Is it people with a half-hour drive, an hour drive, a two-hour drive? Because the further and further you get up there, the more I would agree with you. But we're talking about a fucking city of people. And a city of people that live in one of the most, like, drastic climates in the country in terms of all four seasons. So there are tons of people here, probably more, that would, I would argue, way more, that would choose to control the weather all in all without question.
Of course, if you're okay. If you're coming from your side, though.
Not even just my side.
No. Yes, because if you live in a city where you're not driving, obviously you don't care if you're going to pick controlling the traffic. It's irrelevant.
No, but I'm not talking about – I'm talking about, like, the point is it's not every driver versus non-driver.
I'm telling you this is a fact, and agree with me.
That is,
every driver, meaning the people who actually matter in this conversation because they're dealing with both traffic and weather.
What does
commuter,
that mean?
Any commuter, anybody any who commuter. Work. Yeah. Any commuter.
Why is this, why does this matter for a person who has, again, if you take all of New England, why is it like if you have a 20-30 minute drive, you're not going to hit horrible traffic every day. It literally depends on what your drive is, and there's so much to consider. People literally have like seasonal depression because of the weather here. Like, are you telling are you telling me that people wouldn't want to snap their fingers on a weekend or whatever in the middle of the winter here when everyone feels like shit and have a beautiful sunny day?
Of course they would. That's irrelevant.
No, it's not.
It's
completely
irrelevant.
That's an unbelievable ability to have. I'm sitting here freezing my ass off right now. If I could fucking snap my fingers and have 75 in sun or walk out on a beautiful summer night in the middle of January, dude, I will take the commute, the shitty traffic as a, dude, I will take an hour long drive every day to control the weather in Boston for the rest of my life, period, end of story.
That's insane.
That's how fucking amazing it would be to control the weather.
An hour a day
drive. Saying it slower doesn't make it better.
An hour a day drive every day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year is 200, and we'll just call it, we'll make it easy. It's 250 hours of time you in a car because of traffic. That's
what the problem with that whole time thing is that, like, I see your argument. Do you know how many things there are in your day to day that you could just pick and choose, accumulate all the time, like, that you put towards that and just be like, oh, if you add all this up, I'm wasting my, how much time are you wasting, like, taking a shit or doing whatever the fuck
Pat,
it is?
How stupid is what he's saying right now? We're literally taking the thing that we can eradicate from our lives. We're not talking about not having to take a shit anymore. We're talking about the actual math of getting to get rid of traffic and get all those hours back. Clearly,
plus,
I'm not going to add up all the other irrelevant things. I don't even know what you're talking about. We're talking specifically about
yes,
traffic.
I understand that. But I'm saying, what are you going to do with all of – no, I understand. What are you going to do with all of this time you have back? Like,
we
can
do so much.
Anything
you're driving to work.
I want.
You're driving to work.
Like, you can sleep an hour later.
I'll sleep an hour later. I'll get home an hour early. It's like, what are you talking about? Your whole life. You get all kinds of time.
Casey, how long is your drive right now when you go to work?
I told you, I commute more now. I mean, I take the subway now, so it's irrelevant.
Do you know,
okay. See, when I drove before,
yeah,
I had a 45-minute drive there and an hour and 20-minute drive back. That's 2 hours in a car a day because of traffic, which should have taken me 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back.
Less.
Probably less, yeah. Because it is an absolute joke. The traffic in every which direction on a weekday in Boston, and I'm sure in Chicago too.
Yo,
I love that he added up random other things. And so
no. This is my point with that is that it's
you
like,
didn't
oh,
have a
I'm
point.
No, I'm gonna make it again.
I'd
it's
love
literally
to.
Just like, oh, if I had all this other time, I'd do. Dude, you're talking about like, it's just what are you gonna do with all this time you've added
what
up?
What does that matter? Will you respond to him and tell him why does that matter? We can do whatever we want with that time.
Yeah, I know. How much time have you wasted not being able to do shit because of the weather? Like, how many days in your life have you literally, has your mood changed because of the weather? Like, you started driving when you were 16. So half of your life, like, imagine if you could have controlled the weather in that time. Seriously,
Bennett,
like,
I tried to explain this earlier. Like, I'll literally go from April till late October where the weather affects me 0%, but every single day driving affects me.
Yeah.
Like,
Pat,
literally every single day.
Of months.
Pat,
what?
Pat, the
literally
one
the past couple of months it started to affect you.
Pat,
I'm talking about a lifetime
made,
of dealing.
The one argument he made about weather was that it makes traffic worse.
What an idiot.
That's the only thing he said as far as time.
Holy shit. Dude,
what are you
Bennett,
talking about?
I live like 11 or 12 miles from downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tried to drive that during rush hour, it would take literally an hour and a half.
You don't have to explain to me how traffic works. I know it takes more time to get to where you want to go. I understand.
Well, I'm just explaining that you're like, this hasn't been affecting me. And
Matt,
I'm just saying.
You've been driving to work for not that long relative to how long you've been alive. I get that that might be something you have to deal with for a long time to come.
Dude,
but,
I've been driving in a car since I was born. Like, just because I'm not the one driving the car doesn't mean I'm not affected. And
I
don't have
that,
to be going
but you
to
haven't
work
been
and back.
Commuted. You haven't been commuting for your entire life. You've been doing it for a very short period of time. And again, I'm saying that if you look at throughout the course of your life, how much it's been affected and still is affected by dealing with the weather, very shitty weather because of where we live. And again, I don't mind the seasons. Like, they're awesome, but it would be pretty fucking unbelievable to be able to snap your fingers and have an awesome sunny day whenever you wanted. So, I mean, that alone.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying that my driving thing isn't only applicable to how long I've been working. It's any time. And it's not only when I go to work. If I want
to
go.
But it is relevant to the, like, your commuting. We've been talking about commuting this entire time.
Because that's
Monday,
the bulk, but I could use
I
it for any
that.
Driving thing.
Okay, if you're going to argue, like, any driving thing, from the time you've even been in a car, I would say that based on where you live and based on the things that you do, which isn't just sit around and do nothing all day, that your life has been more affected by the weather than all the times you've just had to drive and deal with traffic.
That is ludicrous.
I would argue that wholeheartedly, and that's why I keep bringing up for literally 6 months straight, it doesn't affect me. And I've never gone 6 months without driving.
I've never gone 3 days without traffic affecting.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
of course you don't. You don't have an argument. It's the
yeah.
No,
it's
I've
the
made
worst
my argument.
Side.
I've made my argument perfectly clear. It would be unbelievable to control the weather. It's as simple as that.
That's not an argument. That's an opinion.
Right. And we've talked for 25 minutes about why I think that.
Your argument, your main point was basically that our traffic situation would be worsened by weather, which is just goes to show how bad traffic is, that you're actually worried about it getting worse by weather than making any other point. Your only points
I
were
think
like,
you're,
it's sunny,
Casey, I
hooray.
Think you're a little confused. It's okay.
So, Bennett, what would you do? Would you make your whole winter just sunny and, like, warm?
Pat, I would most definitely have the option.
I know
it's
you have
like
the option. I'm asking you, what would you do? Like,
Pat,
give me an example.
I would do whatever I wanted. I control
Pat,
the weather.
Pat, if you hated weather, like bad weather, more than anything in the world, what would you do?
I would fucking take a vacation and go
there. You go.
Warm.
Or move somewhere. Pat, if you wanted to live in a cool place, which everyone does, or even a semi-cool place, but you didn't want to deal with any traffic at all, what would you do?
I would control the traffic.
You would kill yourself because you can't control, because there's nowhere you
can go. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Where there's not a traffic problem. There's literally nowhere
you can go. You move to fucking Montana and then kill yourself.
We're all going to go to Little Rock because that's the only place we can go to not deal with traffic.
And it would suck driving there because the traffic. Comment?
What else?
I think you're stumped.
No, I don't know what to say. It would be like, I don't know how, like, I get it. Obviously, our situations are different. Traffic fucking sucks. For the rest of your life to be able to snap your fingers, especially if you're considering this where we live in Boston, and have a perfect moment of sun or whatever you wanted it to be, fucking a blizzard for a nice little snow day, if that's what you want, get off work. Maybe you're feeling that Christmas Day, I'll take a foot of snow, whatever you want it to be. I genuinely like think that would be an incredible superpower to have.
It absolutely would be. It's just, yeah. It just pales in comparison to controlling traffic.
Well, I guess we'll see what people think.
Absolutely. Pat, I think the nail in the coffin really is this. Every person who's affected by both of these things, 100% of them would pick no traffic. It's just not even a question. It's like, it's baffling. Like, his only point is the people in cities who don't deal with traffic. No shit, they're going to pick control the
way. No. Hold on. I'm not saying people in cities who don't deal with traffic. Dude, go ask. What are you talking about? Do you know how many people live in Boston that either have families here or have jobs here, whatever it is, that hate the winter? Drive a fucking car. The fact that you think 100% of them wouldn't control the weather is it. Listen, it's Bennett, fucking insane. Yeah.
Not 100% of people.
No.
Listen.
That is what Casey.
Listen. 100% of, listen Pat, to. I didn't even finish my sentence.
That's because I know what you're going to
say. No, you don't. You're wrong, you dumbass.
What Casey just said.
I'm not saying what. Okay, whatever. Go ahead. I'm saying not 100% of people dislike winter. Some people do. 100% of people dislike traffic. Correct. Nobody likes traffic.
Correct.
Okay. Nobody like Pat. I'm not disagreeing with that. That doesn't mean that 100% of people, you have to consider their commute and the fact that they live in Boston, wouldn't decide to control the weather. So that's my point going off of what Casey was saying. About 100% of people choosing it. But you're right. Nobody likes traffic. And some people that live here, they love the winter.
Okay.
So, yeah. We're all on the same page there.
All right. Case closed.
I love that the argument there, because I said 100%, obviously, like, exaggerating, and I probably still believe that. Let's say it was 92% of people would still pick the traffic. Does that make your argument any better? Of course not, because the vast majority of people are going to pick no traffic. It's
why are we all of a sudden talking about how, like, only the we're talking about any single person out there having this option. So hold on a sec. You don't have a stronger side because people who have shitty commutes hate traffic and would choose this. You're talking about if people worldwide were able to fucking control the weather, this would be like no contest, or people in general in this type of climate. So we've somehow focused solely on people that have to deal with shitty commutes. I'm not one of them. I get what you're saying. Obviously, I hear you. But I think that people who live here would certainly consider being able to have a sunny day whenever they wanted, even if they have to drive to work. I mean, it's cold weather and snow from like October to fucking April here. It's insane. Pat, maybe it's not as bad in Chicago. I know it's still pretty bad. But, dude, winter is like, yeah, people fucking hate it too, just like they hate traffic without question. So if we're talking about all people here, then it's weather no contest.
Wow.
If you're talking about people who have to drive an hour to work, then yeah, they hate traffic. But again, like, all in all, to be able to control the weather here is like a no-brainer to me. Seriously.
That's because you have no brain.
I was just thinking the same thing. Okay, well, listen, we've talked this one to death. We might as well just toss it to the people. People, regardless of where you live, let's just assume it's Boston to make it more applicable. But even if you live in Antarctica or Seattle or Upper Canada or even Miami, what would you rather control? Would you rather control traffic and have no cars on the road anytime you're on it? Or would you rather control the weather, make it a nice, beautiful day or a blizzard on Christmas, whatever it is that you want to do? Let us know. Tune in. Email us. Speak hypothetically at yahoo.com or speak at Speak Hypothetically on Instagram. You can find us either place. And again, Speak Hypothetically on Facebook as well. Let us know what you think. We love you. Gentlemen, well done today.
Nice job.
Adios.
Later.